You are Locked On Magic, your daily podcast on the Orlando Magic, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
And you are indeed Locked On Magic. Today is August 23rd, 2018. My name is Philip Rossman-Reich. I'm the expert and site editor over at OrlandoMagicDaily.com. Happy to be with you here on a Thursday. You can, of course, follow me on Twitter at @PhilipRR_OMD. On today's episode, we're going to talk a little bit about Mohamed Bamba, set some expectations, maybe talk a little bit about what his development plan is, and yes, a little bit about the future as well. But before we dive into all that, there is a big announcement that I probably jumped the gun a little bit with yesterday, but I want to make sure that we make it today. Today is the first day of the Locked On College Network. Yes, you got the Locked On NBA Network, you got Locked On NFL Network, you got the Locked On MLB Network, and now college teams are entering the fray, including a team that I think is pretty relevant to people here in the Sunshine State, that is Locked On Florida. Go Gators. Definitely go check out these great podcasts. There are 10 college podcasts launching today. Alabama, Arkansas, Tennessee, Florida, Kentucky, Oklahoma, Baylor, Penn State, Oregon, and BYU, all launching today. You can find them on iTunes. Just search for Locked On, and the team you're looking for will be Locked On Florida. It'll be college name, not team name. So if you are a fan of Alabama, Arkansas, Tennessee, Florida, Kentucky, Oklahoma, Baylor, Penn State, Oregon, or BYU, go to Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and follow for free. It's the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Be sure to check those teams out again. Especially Locked On Florida. I know I will be checking that out as a Gator myself. Go Gators. Other schools are on their way. It's just launching with these first 10 a week before the college football season begins, actually. My Wildcats playing Purdue to open up the season next Thursday. UCF, of course, playing next Thursday as well in a big game. So lots to get to. The Locked On College Network will have you covered all season long. More teams on the way. But we're going to start off with those 10. Again, Alabama, Arkansas, Tennessee, Florida, Kentucky, Oklahoma, Baylor, Penn State, Oregon, and BYU. Definitely check out Locked On Florida. I know those guys will do a great job covering the Gators. And even if you don't like the Gators, you can hate listen. Hate listening's fun. I hate listen Locked On Heat, even though I know Wes and David pretty well. But hate listening's fun. So definitely check those out. Undoubtedly, a lot of the excitement heading into the upcoming NBA season, it's all about the future with this team. I think that we're looking at this group, at this franchise, and recognizing that this coming season isn't the final product. This coming season isn't the end-all, be-all for the team. In fact, I think a lot of us would probably say that winning is not necessarily the primary goal for the Magic this season. It'd be nice if they did win. It's not a bad thing to win. But I think most of us entering the season know that winning is going to be difficult to come by and not an easy thing to accomplish. So it is all about the future. It is all about how Aaron Gordon develops, how Jonathan Isaac develops, how these pieces fit together. And yes, when it comes to some of the other players on the roster, it feels like it's about whether they fit in with the future or what the Magic can get from them. In fact, a lot of the offseason acquisitions for the Magic seem to fit a type. The length is a joke, but not really. The Magic have focused on these players, and it'll be interesting to see how a guy like Isaiah Briscoe fits in, or how a guy like Melvin Frazier fits in, how a guy like Jarrell Martin fits in. There are a lot of interesting storylines just to see. Jerian Grant, too. A lot of interesting storylines to see how these players develop and mesh together and who eventually, quote-unquote, makes it to the next round. But one guy that unequivocally has a future on this team is the guy that the Magic brought into the fold this June in the NBA draft. Even though Orlando was drafting, quote-unquote, just sixth, this was a deep NBA draft with potential game-changing players, and the Magic certainly believe that Mohamed Bamba can be a game-changing player. With a 7'10" wingspan, averaging nearly 4 blocks per game at the college level, there is the distinct belief that Mohamed Bamba can help change the team's defense and defensive identity just from his presence alone. Add that in with Jonathan Isaac and what we know he can do defensively, at least what he did as a rookie, and it certainly feels like the Magic can and should take a big step up defensively this year and further cement and firm up their defensive identity this year. But it's not all going to happen at once for Mohamed Bamba. It's impossible for it all to happen at once for Mohamed Bamba. Or maybe it's not. It's certainly unlikely. Let's leave it there. Bamba, as we saw during Summer League, is an extremely raw player. Doesn't have much of an offensive game to speak of. While he runs the floor really, really well, and I think that's one of his great skills as a seven-footer, his jumper still needs a little bit of work. Certainly not strong enough to compete at a high level at the NBA, at the NBA level. And so fans who wanted to just give Bamba the starting spot, or maybe a little disappointed the Magic didn't clear up some minutes at center, keeping Nikola Vucevic most importantly, bringing in another center, a veteran center in Timofey Mozgov, or, you know, trying to figure out where Ken Birch is going to fit into all this. Bamba's time is definitely a little pinched, but it feels like that's all part of the plan. It feels like the idea with Mo Bamba is to introduce him slowly. It feels like the idea is not to give him too much more than he can handle, to make sure that when he's on the court, for whatever time he's on the court, he's in a position to succeed, to accomplish the goals that the Magic have for him, and to grow from there. It, of course, is quite possible that Bamba is more ready than we all think and can play 30 minutes a game and will push for starters' minutes. And in fact, thinking about how this season might go, if the team's out of the playoffs, you expect Bamba to be starting games by the end of the season to get thrown a little bit into the deep end. But at least to start the year, it seems the Magic's intention is to bring things along slowly. When you watch Summer League, or when we watched Summer League back in July, it was clear Bamba could make that impact. He averaged 2 blocks per game. He was changing shots a lot. He was a presence defensively. Even offensively, he looked comfortable shooting his jumper. Maybe settling a bit too much for it, but it didn't seem like the Magic were too focused on running anything organized offensively. He wasn't getting any post-ups, nor would you want him to try and post up Jaren Jackson Jr. or DeAndre Ayton, the two of the matchups that he had to face in Summer League. In Summer League, it was clear that Bamba has immense, tremendous potential, but also still a long way to go, especially recognizing pick and roll coverages, recognizing reacting naturally and fluidly on the court, rebounding, and that's again adding strength and bulk to his size. It's going to take some time, and so it is that reason why it seems unlikely that Bamba is going to start from day one. That Bamba's going to get a lot of minutes early on in his career. He's going to play behind Nikola Vucevic. There's going to be games where he gets maybe a DNP CD, where he's going to have to learn by watching a little bit. That's going to be reality for him. That doesn't mean he's any less important to the future. And, you know, I think there's a little bit of a false narrative out there about Steve Clifford using his rookies. I mean, if you can help him win, you'll play. And Bamba certainly can do that. Bamba will play. I don't think, maybe we'll see a stray DNP CD here or there for Bamba, but I think for the most part, he's going to play because his defense will be too valuable. He will be a good enough defender immediately to make an impact on this team. And so with Bamba then, the goal is to maximize the time that he gets on the floor. The goal is to get him to take each step in progression, in his progression, to get better and become the player the Magic ultimately envision he will be. The plain fact of the matter is, Summer League is that midpoint of the summer. He could be in the lab working on something that we don't know about quite yet. And he could come back for training camp a lot better than he was at Summer League. Not where he needs to be, but a lot better. And so I think when it comes to Bamba, the goal is patience. The goal is to recognize that, yeah, he's got a lot of work. He still needs to grow into his body a little bit, add muscle, you know, learn the game. But all indications are, whether it was watching tape with him and Drew Hanlon, listening to him speak on the JJ Redick podcast last week, all indications are that he's willing to put in that work. He has put in that work, and he will find a way to be an impactful player on this team and take those steps the Magic want to see from him his rookie year. Just be patient. Don't give it all to him at once. Let him grow and let him take those necessary steps. Of course, though, time is a weird thing. As most Magic fans will know, and Magic fans still probably say to some extent, it's been 6 years. It's time to make the playoffs. There is a small strain of frustration that the Magic have taken on players who are projects. They're not going after the ready-made guys, even if they have a lower ceiling. Because it's been a long time since this franchise has experienced any measure of success. And at a certain point, fans want to see the team stop banking on the future and start building something for the present. Of course, the counter-argument to that is go look at the 2017 season. You can see how quickly that can go wrong. But the clock is always ticking. When you sign that rookie contract, you've got a 4-year deal. You've got 4 years to earn that second contract. And from there, another 3 or 4 years, maybe 5 if you're lucky, to prove your worth and establish yourself in the NBA. We saw with Victor Oladipo how quickly that clock can change. A guy who was looking at a pretty nice extension with the Magic quickly became expendable and then quickly recouped that value through his own hard work. A guy like Aaron Gordon, it was not a sure thing that he would get the extension that he got because he hadn't really shown much, and then he had a stellar fourth season and broke out. There is a finite time that a team has to develop a player, even with the advantage of restricted free agency. And it's very difficult to waste any of that time. Mohamed Bamba is going to need some time. He's not a ready-made player to make an impact his rookie year. But what's difficult about it, and really difficult about player development in general, is that you have to be cognizant of this timeline. You have to be cognizant that every year has to be a step in the progression. And at a certain point, you've got to come to a conclusion about a player. We're a long way away from conclusions about Mohamed Bamba. We're a long, long way. We're a long way from conclusions about Jonathan Isaac, to be perfectly honest. But losing a year can hurt. Look at Aaron Gordon. He lost his rookie year to a foot injury. Lost a good chunk of his second year to that jaw injury. Wasn't ready for a sophomore year. And it just raised some big questions. It slowed Aaron Gordon's development. Maybe if Gordon had played his entire rookie and sophomore years, he would have been more prepared to take on that small forward role that the Magic asked him to take on in his third season. Jonathan Isaac losing his rookie year was a huge loss. Yes, we saw some of the things Isaac could do, But his offensive game certainly did not develop the way the Magic wanted it to develop. And you can still see him playing some catch-up, I think. You saw him play some catch-up still during Summer League. It's not easy when you have a setback as a young player. I mean, Mario Hezonja is a great example of that. Had a solid rookie year, not a great rookie year, but a solid rookie year. And then kind of got lost in the shuffle. The player development clock was ticking on him, as it's ticking on all the young players. It's most important as a young player to continue showing that you're taking steps forward, that you're getting better, that you're contributing to the team in a meaningful way. And when you do all those things, when you go through that process, you go through those steps, ultimately, you help your team win. And that gives you value. Again, we're a long way away from the Magic having to answer these questions for a guy like Bamba or a guy like Isaac. But they're always in the back of their mind. They don't go away. And so now the clock is ticking again, as it always does. And the Magic have to make sure, again, that they handle Bamba's development correctly. Throw too much at him and he struggles, loses confidence, you might have some problems. Challenge him, you give him achievable goals, you bring him along slowly, or too slowly, then you lose out on time and then you come to the paying decision. Again, that's further down the road. Like I said, I suspect the Magic will bring Bamba along slowly this year. That they'll bring him off the bench to begin with, they'll manage his role, they won't put a lot of expectations on him. Let him go out there and play, see what he can do, see what he can contribute, and then carve out more time for him there. Carve out more for him to do. Carve out a bigger role. Carve out more responsibility as he becomes ready for it his rookie year. And then hopefully by next year, he'll be ready to start. Hopefully by the end of the year, he'll be ready to start. I'm not sure he's there now, at least from what I've seen. Oh, thank you all again for listening to today's episode of Locked On Magic. Of course, find me on Twitter at Locked On Magic. Like us on Facebook at Locked On Magic. And subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, and all the fun places to download podcasts to your podcast-enabled listening device. You can always, always, always find me on Twitter at PhilipR_OMD. And for the latest on the Orlando Magic, including a look at the point guard position, check out OrlandoMagicDaily.com. And of course, follow us on Twitter at OMagicDaily. You can still check out our great work, our great poll on who the most popular player in Orlando Magic history is. I'll be talking about that story I'll probably talk about that Monday. That'll probably be Monday or Tuesday's episode of Locked On Magic. So we'll talk about that on a future episode, but you can read the whole article on OrlandoMagicDaily.com and also take a look at five players who got snubbed off the list. So it's a bonus top 35, to be perfectly honest with you. But definitely check out the top 30 list. It's a fun trip through Magic history, looking back at what made so many great players in Magic history so enjoyable. Don't forget as well to check out the Locked On College Network. You can follow Locked On Florida. They'll be posting their first episode today, I believe, as we get set for the Gators football season. Like I said earlier, there are 10 teams debuting now. There'll be more coming down the pike. Locked On Network is expanding. You can find all your favorite, you can find those 10 college teams that I mentioned, Arkansas, Alabama, Florida, Tennessee, Kentucky, Oregon, BYU, Oklahoma. I'm forgetting two more. I could look them up, but I'm too. Penn State. I'm forgetting one more. I apologize. They're not in my market. But definitely check those out. You can check out all the great podcasts on Locked On NBA Podcast Network, the Locked On NFL Podcast Network, as well as the Locked On MLB Podcast Network. But that's going to do it for me today. I want to thank you all again for listening for Orlando Magic Daily and Locked On Magic. This has been Philip Rosenreich. I will see you all again next time for another episode of Locked On Magic.
You are Locked On Magic, your daily Orlando Magic podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.